Okay, everyone. So, welcome to Captain Hunter's podcast. And so, I wanted to try to do this live event. No, I did not broadcast it out. No, I did not put it out there for a lot of people to see. Kind of wanted to get my feet wet with this. And what I usually do is try to do a once a week type of encouragement type of session. And I'm doing this, so I'm recording this live right now, live on Facebook as well as Instagram Live. So hopefully, you know, as I broadcast this and get better at it, we'll have more people come on and everything like that. So what I wanted to talk about just for a few minutes here is what's going on, just to, you know, how people are staying safe and keeping their sanity during this coronavirus time and everything like that. So it's really important that we really try to keep our sanity, really try to stay sane in this day and time. And it's why that's important is because it seems as if other people seem to be losing their sanity, seem to be losing their frame of mind, their frame of reference, right? Some people are so panicked over the government shutdown, essentially, that they're taken to the streets and protesting in the Midwest and all kind of crazy stuff like that. And also, there's a lot of people who are want to turn on the government, right? Or at least reactivating the not only the government, but they want to reactivate the stores and reactivate the economy going on down in Georgia and in other states. And that's really, really a negative type of thing. And not very smart. Even the president is not fully on board with that, although he does want the economy to come back on and everything like that. So I really wanted people to be really very cautious about what's going on. We can't get so excited about everything that's going on around us that we start losing our sanity and start losing our minds, right? Yeah, we all want to get back to work. Yeah, we all want to make some money. Yeah, we all have bills to pay. Yeah, we all have things going on. But that we can't allow the hysteria about this to really cause us to react and overreact and or underreact or just do something that's really, really vastly negative. And so I think that's really what I want to encourage us about. I was actually one of those persons who did not think that the government should be stepping in and to the extent that they are and mandating people stay home and all kind of stuff like that. I got to be very honest about that. But as I'm seeing the transmission rates and paying attention and understanding the transmission rates and understanding how the disease is so easily transmitted and so how so many people are succumbing to this, young and old, seemingly so those who have their immune system compromised and those who have not had their immune system compromised. So I really got to understand that there's a little bit more to this than we understand. And we have to be patient with this type of thing. We got to understand that we can't just go berserk and bonkers and just start jumping out and all kind of stuff like that. People are still walking around with masks on, which is good. The governor here in the state of Connecticut has really mandated that we mandating that we walk around with masks and all that kind of stuff. So I think that all this type of stuff, if we're just patient, if we just kind of chill out, relax, and let this thing do what it's got to do, then it'll blow over in enough time. And so that's kind of where I really wanted to be and really wanted to reinforce to everyone is that, you know, number one, it's about patience. And number two, it's really about understanding that, you know, that these things, you know, yeah, this is almost a new normal for us. There's a lot of commercials that we're watching, a lot of things that we're watching on TV, but we got to get through it. In order to get to it, right? We got to go through it in order to go to it. So that's really what I want to focus on for today and really give us an encouragement session that, you know, everything's going to be all right as long as we make it all right. As long as we do what we have to do and as long as we stay where we have to stay and as long as we do exactly what we're supposed to do, yeah, we may not like it. Yeah, we may not totally agree with it. But like I said, I was one of those persons who did not fully agree with it, was not fully on board with it. But, you know, we got to understand that these things are definitely in our best interest. You know, we had the governor or the mayor of Nevada wanted to, kind of reactivate the casinos, which is asinine, How are you supposed to maintain 6 feet distance in casinos with enclosed spaces, recycled air, recycled oxygen? How are you supposed to do that? How are you supposed to maintain 6 feet distance between persons when in Georgia, when you are a barber, a hairstylist, a tattoo artist, and other works like that? So this kind of stuff is really, people really, really have to think this thing through. We cannot allow these type of people to really kind of push us into something that we're not ready for. And so, and sometimes in times like this, we have to be smarter as citizens. It's seeming like this crisis is really revealing a lot about us as a country, us as a people. And we really have to understand that we may not be able to trust everything that our governors and our elected officials are saying. I mean, they're saying some wild, wild stuff. And so it's going to take us to be smarter about this. It's going to take us to be more astute in how we respond and react and what we're doing and what we're saying. And we got to be the ones who are level-headed when other people aren't. We got to be the ones who are level-headed. And that should not be the way that it is, but unfortunately, that seems to be what's happening. So I really wanted to encourage us to really kind of be level-headed in this time. Don't freak out because the economy, is not started up. I know people haven't gotten their rebate checks, or not even rebate checks. They haven't gotten their checks. They have not gotten their unemployment. They're still waiting about that. In this time, you got to call your creditors, those people that you may owe money to, and just tell them, I haven't gotten certain, things that I've been looking forward to. And hopefully those institutions will be very understanding and very helpful and very merciful in this time. So call those persons. Don't panic. And take this time to really kind of bond and enjoy the time with your family, with your loved ones. When you can, sit around, just tell stories, not always sit around on social media. Don't sit around watching TV, all the time, but, have some game nights and just really try to bond and relax, we seem to be in this for a little while. And just because, there are people in the financial, those who are more concerned about the financial, economics and the economy and all that kind of stuff, even though they want to get the economy rolling again. What does it mean? What does it mean to get rolling again if there's no one going to be safe and secure and going to stores and going to tattoo shops and just doing everything that we were doing before? What sense does it make in order to reignite this virus? So we got to be smart. And in times like this, we got to be smarter than our elected officials, it seems like, in many circumstances. So when we can't trust them, we got to trust our own wisdom, our own gut. And we got to get going with this, and we got to be smart about this. So that's really what I wanted to jump in with just for a few moments here. It's my first live video, and I'm going to try to do these more, and I'll advertise them more as I have more topics and discussion. I'll get into advertising. I really wanted to talk about this. We got to be smart in these times. Don't panic. Don't get out there and just do everything that they're telling that they want you to do. Be smart about this, particularly if you live in Georgia or Nevada or any other state that really wants to push us out there before we seem to be ready with enough vaccinations or even any vaccinations or methods of control. Wear your mask, and try to do what we can do in order to enjoy these times. And that's going to include game nights, talking to your family, bonding, and all that kind of stuff. And also lastly, call those creditors and just see what we can do in order to make sure that we get that much needed stimulus help and all that kind of stuff in this day and in this time. So that's it. I will be posting this to not only to YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, but I also will be putting it onto my regular platform. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Much love and peace.